Red Dice Diaries podcast, a rambling journey through the wonderful world of RPGs by a longtime GM and player. The music at the start of this podcast is Shinigami by Tarek, used under Creative Commons license. Okay, there we are. We now are streaming properly the podcast episode, which is going to be talking about whether we think we're too old or not for the World of Darkness. I've got Hannah here, and we've got Lloyd joining us. Right, so we're going to talk about some of the perceived problems that myself and Hannah, and perhaps Lloyd, we're going to find out as the podcast goes on, have with the World of Darkness. I'm going to throw it out there. We were just talking about it before we started this. Part of my issue with the World of Darkness, it can be summed up with the film Underworld. Myself and Hannah were watching it yesterday before we were about to record a version of this. And my issue is that whenever you start to run a World of Darkness game, It tends to end up a little bit like the film Underworld. It's got some interesting ideas in it. So in Underworld, you've got like the werewolf and vampire war. You've got the werewolves having been servants for the vampires. You've got this whole sort of brood factionality going on between the various different vampires. You've got one of the vampires covertly allying with some of the werewolves. You've got the whole thing with like combining the two bloodlines and all that. You've got some really interesting plot lines which sort of hint at like a really interesting history that's lurking in the background. But what the whole film basically comes down to is the protagonist in a trench coat with a couple of pistols walking down a series of dimly lit alleyways with rain pouring down, and basically shooting the shit out of a load of vampires and werewolves. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely fine. I enjoy that as a film concept. I like an action film. I also like action sequences in like World of Darkness games. However, I do feel that that sort of tendency moves away from the personal horror of the game. I can already see Lloyd's eyebrows going up.
Well, you see, I think your movie starting is a very good movie to start with. But I like to counter my movie start.
Yeah, go for it.
I think, go for it, which I consider pretty much every vampire game to more like What We Do in the Shadows by Flight of the Conchords, which is basically about three vampires living in a house doing. And also the TV series, what's the British and American?
Being Human. Yeah.
Now, see, it's very interesting you named this too old for World of Darkness, because I think there are two types of World of Darkness players. There's the ones that want to tell that badass story where you are a slick vampire wearing a catsuit who can leap off buildings and take people down. And I'm like, yes, I love that. It's great. There's also the people who want to tell, actually, I just want to be able to play a vampire living in this world doing my own thing. And I feel, as vampire players get older, they want less of the gun-toting and more of that. Now, there's a whole bit in between where y'all lovers, I see you out there, I see you calling me, I see you, want to come up and tell us about how they want to do the whole like intrigue and talking amongst them. But that's a case on its own, and I will get to that when we get to that subject.
Okay, so, love, what do you think?
For me, what it is, I think what appealed so much about the World of Darkness was a lot of the, like, teen angst stuff that was just like, oh, wearing the cool clothes, wearing the trench coat, hanging around with the cool kids, all that kind of stuff. I just kind of grew out of, because it turns out the cool kids are just as, like, miserable as everybody else. And it turns out that the vampires are just as miserable as everybody else. That there's just as like much of a glass ceiling, if not more so, in the vampires' world. For me, I think it may not be that I'm too old for the World of Darkness. It may be that I've realised that the real world is so much darker, and therefore I don't feel like I need the World of Darkness anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'd go with that a bit, and to sort of build on it, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, like, because I think I'm too old for the World of Darkness, that I won't enjoy the shit out of, like, a World of Darkness game I played. I've just played in a Vampire 20th Anniversary game that Johannes ran, like a sort of little finite game, Sabbat game, we wrapped that up. One of the things I enjoyed about that is most of the people playing it and Johannes running it were people who played the World of Darkness a lot previously. So none of us were taking it, like, too seriously, because we'd all got a sort of like a bit of a tongue-in-cheek like attitude, you know, like, oh, like, remember like when this happened like back in the 90s and like when like vampires were cool and all this, and it was done with a certain amount of like irreverence to it, and because we all had that similar attitude, it was a good fun game. I really enjoyed it. Plenty of action in it. We had moments of sort of like character growth and stuff like that, obviously compressed because it was like a very small sort of finite game. But I think if we'd have been trying to take it 100% seriously, I don't think I would have enjoyed it. I mean, maybe that's a reflection on me. Maybe that I just prefer my games a bit more tongue-in-cheek, you know, with a little bit of like a cheeky nod and a wink here and there, rather than sort of being dead set and serious all the time. But I think part of my issue is when you're looking at, I mean, I noticed this when I was like reading V5, When the book sort of maintaining that very serious, sort of somber, like angsty sort of like demeanor, and you get a lot of it in like the fiction and stuff like that, I find it difficult taking that sort of seriously. So when you've got like someone there and they're like, ah, I'm walking the night alone, no one knows the curse of immortality, and I'm like, really? Really though, come on, just line it up a bit. And I think part of that comes down to myself as a player having less time to actually play in games now, so that when I do play in a game now, I want to enjoy it and relax, and it's more of a sort of social thing. I maybe don't want to like delve deeply into like the sort of angsty like depression and stuff like that, which is one aspect of the World of Darkness.
You know, it's a very funny thing you bring that up, because everyone always says the whole, like, God, it's so hard, and everyone wants to be, like, the dark and brooding thing. But I've been looking through, I mean, I must have been thinking since you put this subject up, and I've been going through my head, and in my adult life, I don't think I've played a World of Darkness game where that has happened.
See, I mean,
I think I've just missed out. Am I just really lucky that no one I play wants to be, like, ah?
You are.
See, I think for myself, so I would agree, since I've been sort of, like, what arguably is classified as an adult, I've not really been involved in those games. I think the games I was involved in like that, where it was more serious, more when I was sort of like a teenager and when I was like a young adult. So I think possibly a lot of my sort of, am I too old for it now, becomes the fact that my play style has changed as I've got older, and I'm no longer looking for that whole sort of like angsty, like, oh, I'm a monster, I am, less a monster I become sort of thing. I'm just looking to like kick back with a few people, play an enjoyable role-playing game, and have a relax on like whatever hours you've got off when you're not working or you're not doing something else.
Well, here's the thing. I think that World of Darkness, and not just Vampire, like all of them all put together in a nutshell, Human, Vampire, Hunter, all of it, tell a story, because it's a storyteller system, where are you? Tells a story in such a way that it's something that you don't normally, could be almost, wouldn't normally get from the way the system works. Like, World of Darkness by itself, it's fantastic for investigation games. Vampire is great for the political talking between each other. Mage is for blowing things up. I've got no excuse for that. I'm sorry. Like I tried thinking of something cool. Mage is just blowing things up. Let's just be
surely Mage is about the metaphysical nature of reality and the consensus.
It's not blowing things up. It's not blowing things up. And let's not lie about it. That's what it's about.
Always seems to be about like teleporting dogfight chase scenes in your game when you're on Mage. But yeah.
No amount of changing Mage to make the rules more robust is going to stop us from teleporting through time and space to punch people. We all want to do that. Mage, let us do that. But it's always, I mean, the whole like veil, it's the whole idea of playing this like secret world that's like hidden from the universe, and everything working back and forth against it. The worlds that World of Darkness literally builds are great to play in as an adult. An adult would understand that world better. They would interact with that world better, because there's a lot of things about the World of Darkness that we as adults living our lives can relate to. and we can put ourselves. Now, I'm not saying I wake up every morning as a Nosferatu and like I'm like I'm really craving that flesh, but I can relate to the idea of constantly needing something to keep myself going. I can relate to the idea of forming packs of people who are same thoughts, so we can work together. I like the idea of craving power, greed, like humanity turning against itself. Like we see that shit every day, and once again, we're in a first world country. This is not as bad as it could be anywhere else. But we see darkness in things every day, and we've learned to understand and interpret it. So as adults, World of Darkness is a way better game. The older we get, it gets better.
See, my only counterpoint to that would be that I agree, as we get older, and as you and Hannah have said, we see sort of darkness in everyday life, whether that be like in small increments or like larger increments.
Well, I don't think that's because I've got older. I think it's because the world's got crapper.
Well, yeah, there's an argument for that as well.
The other thing that gets me with this is how vampires have changed over the last 20, 30 years. How our perception of vampires has changed over the last 20, 30 years. And I looked up the dates of a few movies. So, 1992, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie. That was the first like vampire movie that I saw. I was 9. Don't judge me.
It's too late for that.
Apart from The Lost Boys, that was the first proper vampire movie that I saw that I like really enjoyed, that got me into vampires. Hello, Pussycat. Shush. But after that, you've got stuff like The Craft, and then Gary Oldman's Bram Stoker's Dracula with Gary Oldman in, was 1996. That was cool as anything. It really was, at the time, one of the coolest vampire movies any of us had seen. That was the time when the World of Darkness got big, and that was at least a factor in it. Buffy the Vampire Slayer show came in about then. That started building that sort of enthusiasm for the whole genre as well. It built, and then 99, Underworld, and for me that's like the point where vampires stopped being cool. And I think the reason is because we started seeing everything from the vampire's point of view, which is what World of Darkness is. They're just so much less fun when the vampires are a family and they don't really do anything with the humans, compared to Fright Night. Group of humans, vampire moves in next door. He's terrifying. He tries to kill some of them. That's a far more fun story to roleplay as a human than as the vampire who's got some annoying neighbours. And then he murders them all because it's the World of Darkness and you can quite easily kill mortals by snapping your fingers.
I'd like to counterpoint your movie argument, because I just realised you're missing a massive movie.
Yeah, there was one not long after that that really, really made things suck, and that was Twilight.
No, not that way.
Like, go on.
I meant the other way around. You were missing a movie that came out in 1994.
Go on.
After Interview with a Vampire.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
also,
boy!
And yeah, that's going to have had a massive influence on
that
World of Darkness players as well.
World of Darkness is more than just a vampire.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the first big ones,
yeah.
Which was from the vampire.
Every group had some guy playing a character called Lestat, or a character called Louis. Angsty remake of one of those two.
No, but I mean, Lloyd does raise an important point.
But
that,
yeah.
That was one of the first films that actually had like it was an interview with the vampire. They were the protagonist in their story.
They weren't really though, were they?
Well, yeah, they were.
They were super. I mean, like, look, listen.
The closest you get to a protagonist in that film is Christian Slater. Everyone else is just shitting on each other, which is cool to watch in a film, but it's not great fun to do with your mates.
Well, no, because the thing is,
Chris, I'd rather teamwork together with my friends.
Because the thing is, though, Christian Slater, if I remember correctly, he was the interviewer in the film.
Yeah, interviewer.
And he's literally just like a plot device to explain why the vampire's there telling his story. You could take Christian Slater out of that and have like a cardboard cutout of him there, like a tape recorder.
Yeah, but the rest of them are all antagonists to each other.
Yeah, they are. They are, but that doesn't stop them being protagonists because the story, it's Louis's story. He's
right,
telling the story.
Anne Rice creates some very interesting story structure there.
She could have.
How many GMs have you ever seen replicate anything on that level?
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't think you can criticize GMs for not being up to like Anne Rice's
standard.
Well,
no, of course she's
a professional.
I'm just saying it. Unless you've got a GM that can replicate Anne Rice's levels of storytelling and control a story to the level that an author could.
Well no, because that's like saying, like, oh, well, don't run like a fantasy story unless you can, like, you can tell a story like as well as like Robert E. Howard or like J.R.R. Tolkien. Most people can't, but it doesn't mean you can't run fantasy games. In the same way as you can run a vampire game, and we're not expecting you to be like Anne Rice or like Bram Stoker levels, but the fact is that was, I'm well aware I'm arguing against my original argument here, but no, in all seriousness, because I'll admit I'd completely forgot about Interview the Vampire as well, but
I did my research.
I know you do the research anyway, Lloyd. So that's why I just like kick back at and ask you what you think of this category. Boom, and then like Lloyd like pulls out his like tome of research. But sorry, go ahead, Lloyd. So, what have you got any further points about Interview with the Vampire?
Yes. So, Interview with the Vampire is a story, like one of the very first few stories that hit mainstream, which was from the point of a vampire. And if you note, I mean, even with Buffy, it wasn't really the point of the vampire. But from Buffy the Vampire, from that movie onwards, people started being able to go, hey, maybe villains could be protagonists. Maybe doing that would be a good idea. That's kind of what the era of World of Darkness's characters are from, where the people with the power are the protagonists and everything else goes aside. And those stories that were told in Anne Rice's series of books, Vampire Lass Dat, Queen of the Damned, the one with the kid who burnt himself, I don't really know the titles of these books, I'm not very good at it, Pandora, all of those were told from a perspective and the Body Thief guy. I forgot about that. That was really good. I really enjoyed that story.
Yeah, the Body Thief is a good book.
Actually, that was a little too close to home for me, to be honest. I was a bit like, I don't feel comfortable. Anyway, sorry, I'm distracted.
Well, I was going to say, you did make a good point, though. I mean, a lot of Anne Rice's books, like the Vampire Armand, the Vampire Lestat, etc., they're literally named after like whose story you're getting in the book. You can't miss who the protagonist is. It's the title of the book. The clues are there.
Yeah, true. And they may not be good people, but once again, it was like, look, if you want to look past the whole, oh, they're so dreamy, and play a story, you can play a story about being a terrible person trying to get through life. And that's what World of Darkness has always been about. And all of them have been about that. Not being the good guy, but moving on with yourself. Your morals are irrelevant to what you are. And how you perceive morality is how you move forward. And you can tell those stories way better as an adult than as you can as a child. I mean, some be like, well, actually, I played my game from like when I was 12 and my vampire was fantastically friendly. And I go, piss off, mate. No. Mm-hmm. Cannot tell a good story as a young, what's called, if you haven't seen the world when it comes to what about this. The more you know of the world, the better your stories are. That's my argument. That's why I brought to the table.
I can see your point. I still tend to think vampires have a bit of a miserable time of it, and I'd probably just rather play D&D.
Now, whether you want to play the World of Darkness game is up to you. I can't tell you whether you should play that or not, because I have my own opinions about the storytelling system.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me personally, just to like move it on a bit, part of the issue for me as well is there is more choice available in terms of like RPGs now. So we're talking about like when World of Darkness first got big, you were pretty much, I mean, all right, there's a few other systems, but you're pretty much talking like, as far as I remember it, it was either like D&D or like World of Darkness. They were like the two like big sort of dick swingers in town. So they were the two systems that people were playing. But they tended to be like, you spring it off, was like someone would either come into roleplay and you said, like, oh, which game do you start playing? And they'd be like, I either play like this World of Darkness game or I play D&D, and then they might move on to other stuff. Whereas I think now, partly because I put things like DriveThruRPG and whatever are available, and I'd say the internet's bigger now, there's more options for someone like coming into the hobby to like have a look around. And don't get me wrong, like there's still like mo people like playing D&D. You've only got to look at like the games being run online to like see that. But there's definitely more options for people coming in now. And I think that the World of Darkness, I mean, they're trying to change it because they're trying to update it now, but I think the World of Darkness as was very much a product of its time. I mean, let's remember that in terms of actual like serious updating in terms of like the game background and stuff like that, up until recently, not a lot of that had occurred. So I think whereas a lot of other systems had moved on, and I know we've talked about this before, where we're saying that like bigger companies, they can only risk stepping like so far away from like their established games when they do new versions, because they have to keep their sort of like their core demographic. I think there's more range of games now. So if you're like, oh, I want to play like a vampire game, but I maybe don't want to play like a normal like vampire game, like a sort of World of Darkness vampire game, there's probably like a million different games out there that you could play like a vampire in. Whereas back in the day, if you wanted to play like a vampire, it was pretty much like you made your own stuff, or it was like World of Darkness. That was it.
Are you ready for my second point?
Yeah, go for it, man. Holler at your boy.
So, I think your points are very interesting. However, I've thought about it, the few things I want to say is, one, I don't think any game does World of Darkness better than World of Darkness. I think the years that they have spent building their fan base and the genre and the feel make it so that game is strong at what it does, which is playing monsters. I think a lot of games try to... Hold up. You see why I say this. A lot of games try to emulate this, and a lot of games do it very well, but everyone, for some unexplained reason, always wants to go back to playing a archaic and slower version of the things they like. It's almost like they have this sort of revival of an old school game that they want to play through. Strange that, isn't it, John? I can't possibly think why anyone would want to play the old school version of a revival of a game that's come. I can't. This completely left my head.
Don't just try throwing the word old school into your argument. Just to like fucking win me
over. Exactly what this is, John. It's Water Darkness is OSR, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's how it is. That's my argument against that.
It's not OSR. It's where's the levels and classes?
It's OSR.
Joking aside, I do see your point, and I do think there's an argument for the fact that World of Darkness has, and in fact, I don't think you need an argument for it. You're right. World of Darkness has an established fan base. Because of that, it's had a lot of work put into the system. I entirely agree. It's been through various iterations. If you include like the new World of Darkness in that, it's even more iterations and variations on the theme. Absolutely right. But I think the reverse is also true as well. Because it has that established fan base, there's a certain amount of inertia when it comes to like any innovation or changes in the system. Because, I mean, again, I'm going to use D&D as an example just because it's easy. If you look at version 3 of like D&D, you've got your established fan base. Everyone's like, oh, it's all right, but there's some like problems with it. Wizards are like, all right, it's 3.5, sort yourselves out. So people are like, all right, 3.3, but there's still a few problems with it. So Wizards go, do you know what? We're going to alter it entirely. We're going to make something entirely different from the ground up, from scratch. Boom, here's like 4th edition. And then like the yawning abyss of like hell opened with like people falling into it. And we're like, oh no, it's a war game. Nah. As they like tumble down to oblivion. And now this isn't me like trying to slag off 4th edition. Because to be honest, I'm not asked one way or the other about 4th edition. But that I think that's a sort of a fairly typical reaction to an established company with like a sort of a known game line, like a known franchise, saying we're going to change it all entirely and we're going to try and make it better from the ground up. We're going to rebuild it from the ground up. The reaction from the established fan base, let's face it, is not always positive. And you can see this with, I mean, all you need to do to see this is go in any like online forum and go, oh, what's people's favourite edition of D&D? And then just stand back as like the whole like fucking like Facebook group or whatever it is just like implodes with like some people like going, oh, I've still got 3.5 books that I still play now. I don't need no 5th edition. People go, well, I'm still playing 1st edition. I ran in 19 giga D6. And the whole thing will, like, implode. So I think, I mean, it's already started to happen a bit, not to the same extent, with V5. I've already sort of seen several, like, online locations that I won't name for obvious reasons, where people have been like, oh, I don't like these changes. I don't think they should have changed that. I think this has gone worse. And V5 isn't a million miles away from, like, 20th anniversary edition. I'm not saying there haven't been significant changes. There have. But it's not as big a departure from, like, the previous editions as, like, 4th edition D&D was from, like, 3.5. And there's already people who are like, oh, I don't have to do this, like, 5th edition vampire. So if they'd have tried to move it even further, or, like, heaven forbid, if they'd have said, all right, do you know what, we're taking it back to scratch and we're, like, building it from the ground up, we're going to make it even better, I think that reaction would have been more pronounced. So I think you are right that there's benefits to an established fan base, but there's also downsides to it.
So you're saying the World of Darkness is full of extractor fans? I agree. That's people that extract the fun from anything.
I don't think that's true. I think World of Darkness fans are massive and love the game, and they should, because you know what? They've been playing it since the game came out in 1994, and they haven't stopped since. Some people, like the LARPs especially, the LARPing community has so much to thank for World of Darkness. Was it Open Eye Theater?
Mind's Eye Theater.
Like, so much to thank for that. And every iteration of World of Darkness, every new thing they add, people are like, we need to find a way to make sure people can play this and LARPs. And it helps, because the game, that's the problem, right? You can want to play a political intrigue game, right? But a political intrigue game is not very fun with 4 people and the rest of the world. Because that's not really political intrigue, is it? It's not really a back and forth here. Back and forth against one person, that's a GM. He's like, great, and make some shit up. If you're doing it against a room of 20 people, it becomes more interesting. And yeah. Darkness is 100% built for things like that. So people can take it away and emphasize on those things.
I mean, myself and Hannah have both played, like, a fair bit of the Mind's Eye Theatre games. And I think that was one of both the strengths and the weaknesses of it. Because I entirely agree with you. Like, it's far better. If you're, like, doing, like, something like a Primogen meeting or, like, a Vampire Council meeting, if you're actually sat down around a table with, like, a load of other people all, like, playing the different clans.
Like the nerds that you are.
Yeah, exactly. If you're sat down with, like, a big...
If you're one of those 6 players that gets to sit on the table instead of the other 14 that sit at the other end of the room in silence...
Fucking kill me!
Waiting for the 9 o'clock fight. Yeah.
See, my response to that would be, like, if you're sat on your own not doing anything, that's the problem. That's comes back to something I was, like, listening to in one of Runeslinger's videos, where he's saying about that whole idea about, like, are the GMs responsible for, like, the fun people having a game session? We need to, like, move. Yeah, exactly. That's an entirely appropriate facial expression, Lloyd. We need to, like, move. Runeslinger was saying himself, we need to, like, move beyond that, because the fun of everyone responsible is everyone's responsibility. So it's I never really had a time when I was playing, like, these games where I was like, oh, do you know what? I'm not in the Primogen Council, so I'm sat in, like, doing nothing. Because I'd either be like, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm either going to make sure that I'm going to get on that Primogen Council, or I'm just going to go out and, like, do some random shit that amuses myself or, like, furthers my own goals. And then, like, other people can, like, deal with it if they want. And by that token, you're, like, bringing more people in. And whether that's, like, you go, oh, that venturer's been, like, nazzing me off, and he owns the hospital, I'm going to, like, do something unpleasant to that hospital or whatever. Whatever it turns out to be, you're automatically then getting other people involved in it.
I remember that game.
That's the other thing as well about not being old enough to play World of Darkness. Because in all after World of Darkness, when you are younger and you want to get vengeance, you think of younger things like, I'm going to kill, like, his family or some shit. I don't fucking know. Yeah, I'm evil. Ooh. But when you're older, you learn the wonderful art of petty revenge. Like, simply just casually telling all of his friends that maybe they shouldn't hang out with that vampire because he's got an STD. And he's like, what's my name got about? Or you simply just casually move some funds into his account so the police give him a bit more trouble. You learn how to be evil the older you are.
Or you fleshcraft yourself to look like a random member of one of the other coteries and then go and try and assassinate someone. That's right. Even though you got caught, You didn't really get caught, did you? Because you were just on CCTV looking like that other dude.
Well, I think that comes down to like, always have a backup plan if you're going to do an evil plan. And I could do an entire like, podcast.
But yeah, being older means you understand morality. You understand how to be evil. So you know how to play these evil characters better. And it's not just Goonie evil. You know what's right and what's wrong.
I think for me, again, part of like the reason why I'm probably, you know, there's no probably about it. Why I am a bit sort of jaded with like the World of Darkness background is, again, part of it's like an oversaturation of it. Because when I was a kid, yeah. I played in like so many World of Darkness. When I was a student, you know, and you had free time. Do you remember that? I used to like play so many. I mean, at one point, I like lived with like 2-3 other role players, and we were playing in like more than like a game a night.
There was a point where we were playing 8 games a week, and they were all World of Darkness. 6 of them were World of Darkness.
See, this is it, John. This is why you and I are very different. I grew up in a roleplay community surrounded by that stuff, and I actually went out and lived an actual life. I should have did things. Maybe should have taken.
But look at it this way, Lloyd. At the end of the day, you're still sat in a room talking to me about World of Darkness.
Yeah, well, I'm so pretty.
All right, yeah, I've got to give you that. But this is the last time you can pull that argument out. I'm sick of you using that.
I think I'm mostly just jaded because I worked at the roleplay shop for so long, and there is nothing more tedious than listening to somebody tell you about his new Bruhar character or his new Malkovian.
But to be honest, I mean, that problem of being too old is the same for a lot of genres, and I think that's fair. It's just World of Darkness breeds a special kind of people and a special kind of game, and how you enjoy it is more than just up to you. It's about the experiences you have. And that's what makes World of Darkness such a great game.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously, like, the title of this like podcast is like, slightly like, tongue-in-cheek. But, and I'm not saying that like, the World of Darkness is like a horrible game. Like I say, if someone I know is a good GM turned around tomorrow and was like, oh, I'm thinking of running a vampire game, I'd be like, sign me up. But I think as well, part of it comes down to the fact that, like, having played in so many games over the years, you tend to start noticing like repeating patterns of sort of stuff that occurs. And I know you get this in every game, not just World of Darkness, but you start sort of noticing like the same sort of patterns recurring. That you become a bit sort of like blasé about it, I suppose. You know, that whole like familiarity breeds contempt sort of idea.
True. Yeah. But yeah, I think we've got our points down, guys. I think that was it. That was a good 30 minutes, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah. At least.
Should be just about 30 minutes. I'm not quite sure.
Does anyone have any other points they want to bring up or things they want to discuss? I know you've got like a mountain of research, Lloyd.
I do. But most of them I've managed to slowly cover in like little bits in between. I would like to end on a kind of a note, and the note is, games are there to help you experience things that you can't experience in real life. And even though our TV and our things influence what we see, it's always good to try and break your boundaries and try something different.
That's true.
World of Darkness is one of those games that you can try and portray a side of you that you may not necessarily be able to portray in other games. The darker side, the not the nice side, and not in the well. My family was killed by orcs.
I'm just not nasty enough.
Maybe it helps to play a little bit, be a little bit wrong, and that's kind of what World of Darkness is about. I feel.
I mean, I did think you raised a very good point. I mean, I think it's a good way of exploring things that hopefully people won't have to like experience in real life. Because it's like if you think, I mean, it's like I myself as a person, I wouldn't even contemplate like going out and like killing somebody. But that's something that you can face in a vampire game.
But you diablerize me at least half a dozen times.
I diablerized 2 people in Johannes' V20 game.
Well, you know what? To be honest, they had it coming. They're gonna be a lesser generation, mate. Like, come on, mate. Come on. It's gonna make it easy. Anyway, yeah, that's my point. I wanted to bring up that try something new and try and play a side of you don't know. It's the same reason why I play a lot of indie games, because that kind of stuff brings it up.
Exactly. Have you got any additional points you'd like to raise?
If you enjoy all that World of Darkness angst, go for it. Have fun.
See, I think for myself, I think there's there's potentially nothing wrong with like the World of Darkness per se. I think for myself, I like to see, games where it's not taken too seriously, and that's just my personal preference, you know. Because at the end of the day, you could be as angsty as you like, but we're all playing the game to like enjoy it. That's like everyone in the group. So I think as long as it doesn't get too serious, I'm quite happy with like World of Darkness. I play like almost any World of Darkness game. Problem Werewolf, because I don't like it. But I play almost like any World of Darkness game you want.
Oh, you mean the one that encourages teamwork? You don't like that one?
Nah, it's all the like hippie eco. It's all the hippie eco warrior bullshit.
The one where you don't get to murder all the other player characters. You're not a fan of that one, John.
Well, and this is, I'll tell you now, Lloyd, this is something that like me and Harry have discussed a lot of times. I'm very much of the opinion that like, certainly in like a tabletop vampire game, the whole idea is that like you're a coterie, right? So you're like a group of people that like, work together. In Mind's Eye Theatre, that is not the case. You are like yourself, you're an island, your aim is to like claw yourself to the top of the pile over the bodies of the fools who stand in your way. Now, if you tell me like we're going to play a game, like we're going to play like a D&D game, we're all in a party, I'll be a party player, I will help people out, I will do whatever I can. If you tell me we're in a game where like the aim is to basically better yourself at the expense of all of the people, I will likewise throw myself wholeheartedly into that, and I will like Terminator style like roll over the bones of those people in my way.
Well, thank you for sharing that, John. I remember that next time everyone runs a game that you might do that in.
Yeah, that's why I could consider it a bit of a warning. Like I say, if it's a game where it's like, well, the aim of the game is, even Tabletop Vampire, that you're playing a coterie, great. I'll be a team player, I'll be a group player, that's fine. If the whole aim of the game is to like for you to better yourself at the expense of other people, that's the aim of the game. And that's what Mind's Eye Theatre is, really. The two aims of your stereotypical Camarilla game in that Mind's Eye Theatre are, don't break the traditions, make yourself as powerful as possible. That's the aim of the game, as it were.
That's fair.
Right, well, if no one else has anything to say, I think that we're pretty much done there, guys. So, thank you very much, Hannah. Have you got anything else you want to say? Or
have fun being a vampire.
Take care. We'll see you all soon.
So, that's it for this episode. If you have any questions or suggestions for things you'd like to see in the podcast in future, please either email them to reddicediaries@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail at Anchor. Until I see you next time, wherever you're playing, take care and enjoy yourselves.